So the Japanese are attempting to cope with a deteriorating nuclear situation at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in the midst of trying to recover from a disaster, the tsunami and earthquake, which happened on Friday. Thousands of people along the coasts of Japan trying to pick up with their lives. The BBC's Rachel Harvey was in Minami Sanrico, the coastal town flattened by the tsunami, one of many. It's also the town where at least 1,000 bodies have been found washed up so far. She's been talking to survivors and describing the devastation.
There's a house here just by the side of the road that has been absolutely wrecked. Inside, we found a 74-year-old man picking through the wreckage of what used to be his home. How far is this from the shore now? So it's just about 5 minutes drive from here. And your house, although everything inside looks completely destroyed, the main structure still looks intact.
So
the house is still here, so we just have to clean up and we are coming back. Just wait until everything is settled.
Just walk a few paces down the road and there's a man here who's loading belongings into the back of a truck. I can see lots of bedding. He's got a few photograph albums around him.
Take only stuff that's not wet on the second floor.
And this is what he could salvage. He's just come home to gather what he can that he thinks is still usable. We've just had a car driving up the road with a man shouting out the window saying, tsunami, tsunami coming. So we just run back to the cars. And like everyone else, we're going to get out of here. It's been about 15 minutes or so since we got that tsunami warning. And we've just heard that there's been an announcement on the radio saying the tsunami warning has now been lifted. But it does give you an idea of the anxiety. People really are living on their nerves, and the authorities are not taking any undue risks at the moment.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey in Minami Sanrico, the coastal town, one of the coastal towns, in this particular case, 1,000 bodies washed up there, assessing the devastation and sort of feeling the anxiety of living near the Japanese coast.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.